429 means another look at traffic and weather as we go back to the traffic center. Here's Ricky Meese.
Some of your usual slowdowns waiting for you. I-15 southbound from downtown. And they do not let up until you're passing Bangor Highway and Draper northbound I-15. Also seeing your slowing as you're going from Draper up to Midvale. We've had an accident southbound I-215's west belt right after California Avenue. They do have it to the left, but that's been causing the slowdowns almost back to I-80. Len Thomas?
Well, looking at that accident on the Mountain View corridor, it turns out that is southbound, taking a left lane. All lanes are open, though. Traffic is crawling by that. Just be careful there. We also have another accident reported northbound Bangor about 114 south, not really causing any delays, but further north on Bangor Highway, you've got some slowing from 3500 south up past the 201 to California. And then if you're taking the plunge into Utah County, it's a nice drive northbound Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain. KSL drive time 25 minutes. Mark?
Well, it looks like you're in pretty good shape leaving Salt Lake City northbound I-15. No major problems leaving downtown and heading into Davis County. But once you're in Davis County, you're going to get those usual slowdowns. They're not too severe right now, but watch for them. Shepherd Lane up to Layton Hills Mall in spots. Do you get that nagging feeling every time you start your car, only to find that pesky check engine light? Have the pros at AMCO investigate with a free diagnostic. Go AMCO AAMCO. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.